Mixtape, this is breaking news live reaction edition to the most important NBA news that came across my desk this weekend. Tyler wrote his first block.
It's true. Picked up the pen for the first time since, oh God, what was it? The 08 Pulitzer? 09?
It had to, but many people said you were going to retire on top. You're here to prove them wrong.
Oh yes, I intend to retire on the bottom.
But no, Derrick Rose pulled off an amazing feat, but we'll talk about that tomorrow. We still are going to do our normal two shows this week. Many guests, Terry in the fold, but when LeBron James makes his decision to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers, Mikey Podcast immediately shoots me a text and says, hey, you guys should probably do an episode. And I told him, fuck you.
Yeah, what does he know? What does that guy know about podcast?
Verbatim, I said, who do you think you are, the podcast guy? So here we are, guns to our heads, forced to talk about this minor drivel of news.
I guess.
First things first, I was a little shocked at the lack of pomp and circumstance surrounding this signing.
It was very, just procedural. iPhone's note. I'm sorry. I said the N-word in some old tweets. That's how the Clutch Sports announcement looked. I was like, this isn't official. There's no way this is official.
Yeah, I saw it from Woj. Or no, I saw it first from Kurt Hyland, NBC Basketball or NBC Sports.
Oh boy.
Because his was like a link to an article. And so I had to check on top of it to make sure it wasn't some like old tweet.
Right.
I had to check to make sure it wasn't like retweeted by someone else and it was fake.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said, LeBron James agrees to 4-year max deal with Los Angeles Lakers. I was like, well, this is false.
Yeah, that can't be. Chino, not a fan.
No, he couldn't believe it. So then I had to go switch over to the Mixtape account to check Woj's timeline since I'm blocked on my own.
Sure.
Which that's been fine the few months I've been blocked, but now that we're in the real knit and grit of it all, it's been quite bothersome when I see like five people in a row quote tweet the same thing. I'm like, did we trade Kyrie or did fucking what's his face sign with the Ersan Ilyasova sign with the Bucks? Like anything right. could have happened.
Did Woj actually tweet his dick? I don't know. I'm out of the loop.
So I go to him. I see that he has also tweeted. I assume he broke it.
I think Woj got this one. Woj has been fighting back this free agency.
Oh yeah, I would put him. I mean, Shams had the Durant re-sign. I don't know if I give much stock to that. Neither of them really had the Paul George one. Nas had the Paul George one. Again, we'll talk about all that tomorrow.
Yeah. Do we have to?
I know you want to make fun of it, so yeah.
Fair.
But yeah, I'd say all the big ones have gone to Woj.
Yeah, I still think it's got to be tandem. I still think they're working hand in hand because they don't report any of the same ones at the same time. Come on now.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't hate that. They're just going to, like, trade deadline, Shams will handle. And then next offseason, Shams will win, like, 60-40. Like, yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, so Woj got this one. If anything happens to Kawhi, Shams is getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. And Shams will also get, like, the Dwight Howard to the Warriors news.
Yeah, well, that... this would be the time to sign. Just slip this in right under the Dwight Howard took the mid-level exception for the Warriors, so none of this matters for the Lakers.
Well, I tweeted it for the Mixtape account, but that's none of this matters for the Warriors so far. Like they saw this news and they continued with their lives like no sweats were broken.
Yes, yeah, the only thing. If they were like, he signed for the minimum, like, oh, okay, now I'm interested. Like, they can do a whole lot with that, but.
So far in trade talks, the Lakers haven't put It was reported early that Ingram was on the table, and then the most recent reports was Ingram wasn't involved. There's no way the Spurs are trading him to the Lakers without Ingram coming back.
No, not a chance. Like, I saw earlier somebody was saying, like, is Covington, Saric, and a first enough? I was like, no. Like, if I'm not getting what I consider to be, like, a blue-chip prospect, like a Fultz or an Ingram, you're not getting Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
I'll just trade him, like, I'll just trade him to a random third party. And after he resigned, I feel like more teams will be like, yeah, we'll roll those dice. We can talk him into resigning. It's not going to work, but they'll talk themselves into it.
Sure will. Yeah, I could also see Pop being very spiteful and just trading him for, like, not a great deal. Because we didn't think the Paul George package was that good. It turned out to be good, but, like, the Milwaukee deal we had talked about.
Well, the thing, I don't think he would do that, but them giving Rudy Gay that money, like, I think they want to keep contending. So I could see, like, they're just going to take DeRozan and two future firsts or something. I think they want to keep the train rolling, which I think is a bad idea, but I guess. I see the vision. Like, just keep winning 42 games, I guess.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. If you're getting, like, Middleton back, though, and Jabari sign and trade, that might not be the worst. Like, they're not going to win anything, but that's like the third, fourth best team in the West.
I don't know. What are the Lakers right now? Like, which number team in the West? I'm looking to see. I think they were, 10th last year? No, must have been 11th. They were 11th. 35-47 last year.
They're not a 50-win team.
No.
They're not better than the Rockets.
No, they're not better than Rockets, Warriors. Trailblazers were the third seed. Are they better than the Trailblazers right now?
Maybe, because the Trailblazers are pissed off that they didn't bring back Ed Davis for pennies.
They're still mad about Barton, man. He's going to be furious when Ed Davis is just 12-12 in All-NBA defense next year.
I'm trying to think, because like that, the 3-6 all had the same record, right?
Yep. Three through nine was 49 wins to 46 wins.
Right. So, like, are they better than Denver? That's where I think I would start.
I would say yes.
Yeah, but it's close.
It is Wolves. I would say yes.
Well, yeah. I mean, they signed Derrick Rose. Of course they're better than the Wolves.
Spurs. Again, yes. Pelicans, it's sounding like somebody's going to LA with LeBron. He's not just going by. I just don't know who that. I imagine it's going to be Boogie and then also maybe Kawhi.
Well, I think you don't put Ingram on the table until you have LeBron because.
Oh, for sure.
Let's say you trade for Kawhi, which by himself is a great piece, but if you just trade for Kawhi, this was my fear with putting. Like Juice and Tatum on the table. You get those guys and then Kawhi leaves or it's only Kawhi, like you're kind of stuck.
Right.
So now that you have LeBron and for 4 years, which that's like the longest, I haven't seen any opt-outs or anything yet. I don't know if those have been reported yet, but 4 years, that's very unlike LeBron.
Yeah, that's what I was surprised. Like I imagine it's 3+1, but still, I definitely thought it'd be shorter.
Yeah, like a 1+1 or a 2+1. I guess maybe you do 3 to convince Kawhi, like, no, we're going to run this for a while.
Yeah, I get. I mean, yeah, with anybody you're signing, I guess they're going to want it. Like, yeah, where I'm not going to keep doing this. You opt out every summer shit, James. I need an answer.
So, yeah, now that LeBron is locked in, I think now they put Ingram on the table because they at least have that comfort there. And shout out the Nets. Real quick, who have really been the only reason the Celtics and the Lakers have been able to rebuild like this. If it isn't for the Mozgov and D'Angelo trade last summer, they don't even have this space to sign LeBron. Am I wrong?
No, that's correct. And D'Angelo Russell was like their third best point guard last year. Wow.
And we both still like D'Angelo, but facts is facts.
Yeah, it's not looking great, but let's hope he stays healthy this year.
I it's still surprising to me that, like, A, it felt like weird timing, like 8 p.m. on a Sunday night.
The old news dump.
Right, I didn't expect what Nick Wright said the Tuesday morning. I didn't think he had the inside scoop or anything like that. But I did definitely think it was going to be either, like, when Penn could actually be put to paper or, I don't know, like, not tonight. I didn't expect it when Yankees-Red Sox was kicking off on Sunday Night Baseball.
Well, that I saw the Nick Wright thing, and I figured he was right, but I was like, it's Sunday. Tuesday is 48 hours away. If that news is legit, there's no way it lasts 48 hours. I figured it'd come out tomorrow because I was like, there's no way somebody or everybody sits on that for 48 hours.
Well, I'm also surprised it came out as just like a press release and not on the Undefeated or something else that LeBron owns.
Right. Well, I don't. Maybe he owns Twitter. He just bought Twitter, and so they just created the Clutch Sports account just for that. Somebody else, they just said KCP is a Clutch Sports guy, so that's, like, I get the signing, I just don't get that much money for him. But again, GM LeBron, if no one has learned their lessons.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a tough spot because I agree with you, but if you want LeBron, like, I don't know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
No, for sure. I mean, yeah, it's 1 year. Like, Caldwell, like, he's a fine player. It's just, that feels like a last signing to me. Let's get Boogie, let's get a couple more people in the mix, and we got you. $10 million for you. And it's like, no, I need it now. Same day as James.
Yeah, I mean, even then, like, say you miss on him, like, there are plenty of other players out there who can do the exact same thing that are going to still be available.
How many of them are Clutch Sports clients, though?
I have no idea who else is signed to them. So
Nerlens, I know Nerlens is. I know Eric Bledsoe is. So I imagine Eric Bledsoe is getting 4 years, $117 million next year from the Lakers.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the Warriors just laugh, just hysterically.
That's a guy who can't even stick with Rozier.
Man, oh man. Yeah, if they're, now Sexton's the face of the Cavs. Yuck.
Oh, I haven't even thought of what this means for the Cavs yet. I've only been thinking about the Lakers, which the one thing I do want to say before we focus entirely on the Lakers and the West, look, this is the only team LeBron could go to where it would, like, double down, strengthen the Celtics fan base hatred of him.
Yeah. He also gets the all those, the Kobe Lakers fans that have hated him for so long, he's added it. So I think he did the math.
That's a whole segment unto itself, because I truly believe, while Celtics-Lakers is the most storied rivalry in NBA history, the hottest rival in the NBA right now, with Shams Woj being number two, number one is clearly Kobe fans versus LeBron fans, and now they're just, like, you know that meme where it's like the black arm and the white arm are holding hands?
And linking up, like, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't even that because they're not at that point yet. Like, this is like earning your pinstripes on a completely different level. Like, this is, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of, like, the most hated, like, college sports doesn't have free agency, but I'm trying to think of, like, Tyler Hansbrough went to Duke, like, when he was a junior, like, in the middle of his career.
It's like the two arms link up and then they also kiss on the mouth. That's how serious it is.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Kobe fans. I immediately tweeted from the main account just the Alonzo Mourning gif of him just like shaking his head, trying to kill. It's just Kobe fans being like, "What do we do?" Because are they gonna, like, every time LeBron has a bad game, his own fan base is gonna be shitting on him harder than anyone else?
See, I saw. Some people, they might have been Lakers. First of all, I thought the first rival you were going to say were Kobe fans versus Logic. I feel like that's been a long-standing rivalry.
Yeah, well, that it's not a rivalry where one side never wins.
That's fair. Hammer nail, I understand. but they were saying it was like they're not going to accept him. He'll be like KD and Golden State, and I was like, they've been wanting a star forever, and they got the biggest one. Like, if they were going to treat Paul George like Kobe, that would have been funny. But now they got somebody that's better than Kobe. So I think, like, even in the, like, even his bad games are going to be better than Kobe's good games. That's the funny thing. LeBron's bad games, 25, 5, and 5. Kobe's career averages.
I can't wait, because – but that's the thing, that he's going to put up 25-5-5 on way more efficient shooting. And they're going to be like, well, this, we gave this guy 40 mil. Are you kidding me?
I just can't wait for – and if he wins a ring at all, or within like 2 years, they're going to be like, wow, what – how did we ever think Kobe Bryant was better than this guy? I'm just waiting for them to like just dance around that. They'll never admit it, but I just want them to dance around.
No.
As he starts jumping up like LeBron, like career averages, minimum like 100 games played, once he starts hitting those, and he's just blowing Kobe out of the water, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, they're never going to, like, oh, well, if Kobe came here in the middle of his prime, his numbers would be, it would be like Bill Simmons talking about Paul Pierce if he played in the modern era.
32-8-8, 65-55, 102 shooting.
How many rings do you think LeBron wins in L.A.?
Assuming he stays all 4 years, I'm giving like this one to the Warriors. I don't think there's anything that can be done. So I do think next year they probably make it. I'll give them. One.
How many times do the Lakers play the Celtics in the finals?
Over these 4 years, I'll say one. I think right now Philly should be going all in to get Kawhi.
I don't disagree. They need someone who can shoot.
Someone who will shoot.
There's that, and well, Embiid will chuck. But they're. Two of their three best shooters went to San Antonio and Milwaukee. They're just gone. So they – right now their only move really is to just throw Redick another bag.
Oh, yeah. He's playing it perfectly. Like I saw – somebody wrote about it's like guys aren't waiting around like Chris – like Ariza. I was surprised he left. But like guys aren't waiting around for LeBron. They're just taking the money now. And Redick's like, nah, I'm good. It's like somebody's going to strike out, and I'm going to walk right into another 1 year, $25 million.
Yeah, I mean, he was either going to go right back to Philly or L.A. I imagine.
Well, I feel like he said like he and his wife like they want to be close to Brooklyn, so I feel like he's
right.
Biding his time till he can sign with the Nets. So he's like, I'm just going to make as much money as I can.
You're right. That's 1,000% correct. He does want to stay close to Brooklyn, which is peculiar, but good on him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if his wife is from there or something, but that's just what I keep hearing.
It was shocking to see this news on the timeline though. Like I was expecting either a video or a Space Jam 2 trailer that we were promised, or I don't know, just tweets from Woj, like some normal free agent didn't seem like enough justice for this.
Right, like Jeremy Grant just signed on a Sunday night. No, I found that in a way I never thought I would find out. My stepsister texted me, and I never thought I would get the news that way ever in my life.
I almost... Morgan almost told me, like, she said LeBron went to L.A. right after I read it on the timeline. She almost broke the news to me. She didn't, but it was close.
Well, sources got to be a little bit tighter.
Yeah, she was double-checking with her backup sources, so I get it.
Now, she did her due diligence. There's no place for that in this industry, but she'll learn.
No, not in today's fast-paced game, but this the Cavs are they even a playoff team right now?
Good Lord, no. We were wondering if they were a playoff team last year, and LeBron played every single minute of every single game.
Fair. A fair point.
People keep saying, like, they think Kevin, like, I don't think that Kevin Love exists anymore. Like, I don't think I think he's still good. I don't even know if he's, like, all-star level good anymore, honestly.
He's just going to, like, walk off into the ocean, never be seen from again?
He should just go take the bag from like Indiana or Utah, like somewhere they'll just like love him forever. Like he's been getting shit on for the past like 5 years. If he just signs in Utah for 5 years or 4 years, they'd love him forever.
I still think it's really only Portland. Utah's
them
like
too. Yeah, I forgot about them.
But Utah's also a little too competitive. He could fuck things up there. They might never love him again. Yeah.
He actually stumbles into Gobert or something, hurts his knee.
Yeah, he needs to go to Portland. Pretty much just take the money. Maybe he gets hurt a lot, and he just goes away. But, I don't know. Utah might be a little too risky for him.
Fair. I'm looking right now at the Cavs salary cap, and they're at $106 million right now without any rookies, without, like, Rodney Hood hasn't been re-signed, if they re-sign him.
Yeah, nor should he be.
Yeah, like, no Sexton. Good God, this team is PU. It's only two more years, but those 2 years are going to fucking suck.
Who signs Isaiah now?
No one. The same team as before.
Because there was a point today, I never thought he was going to Philly, but there was a point today where I thought he might go back, and I hadn't thrown Miami off the table yet. Because he hasn't signed ink to paper yet. I still won't throw Miami out.
We'll be better. Like, if he backed out and went to Miami, if he backed out and went back to Cleveland.
No, him going back to Cleveland is just sad. No one wants that. Him going back to Miami would be very funny.
Well, I don't know, but it would be, him going back to Cleveland would suck because Dan Gilbert, but it would also be funny to see the Lakers fans.
Yeah, no, I trust him. Just backing out in general would be funny. Just because they would go crazy.
He just goes to Orlando. Now, that's where Isaiah Thomas is going. Because Orlando and Phoenix don't have point guards.
Yeah, Finn back to Phoenix would be very funny. They just bench him again.
He comes back to be the fourth guard again.
Ends up on the Celtics for the top 59 protected pick.
He's like, why did I sign a 4-year deal? I didn't learn my lesson.
But there is a huge ripple effect, because earlier today I was seeing reports that the Lakers were, like, calling about Aaron Gordon because they were prepared to go 0-for-3 on all this, but they still wanted to. They couldn't just not spend money.
Sure.
So they were looking at Aaron Gordon. I guess they asked Randall. He told them to go fuck themselves.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure there's another name that they've been attached to. I'm blanking on it now. But they got LeBron, and I assume because he didn't even meet with Philly today. He sent Rich Paul to meet with. I don't even know who Philly sent, like Meek Mill. Like, I don't know who they have to represent them right now.
I feel like Brett Brown's just doing everything.
Mikal Bridges' mom. Like, hey, it couldn't be anyone else.
It could have been Mikal Bridges. He's like, yeah, I still haven't taken off the draft hat yet.
The ripple effect will be interesting because now, like, Denver's very capped out. Indiana sprinted to give Doug McDermott $7.3 million a year. I don't know what their cap situation looks like, and people typically that don't look like Doug McDermott aren't sprinting to go to Indiana.
Yeah, no, they've still got money outside of that, but nothing. They don't have big money anymore.
All right, yeah, so that kills them. Phoenix, I'm pretty sure, capped themselves out with that Ariza move.
Yeah. Again, like, man, oh, man, if he would have waited, I don't know, 24 hours?
They would have given it to someone else. I respect Ariza being like, I don't want to deal with Chris Paul anymore. I was in my one State Farm commercial. Like, I'll just go take this allotment from Phoenix and then ring chase the year after. He'll go back to L.A. next year.
He's already got a ring. He's good.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's just bag time for a reason.
So they definitely get Kawhi, and then they'll look like Lonzo, Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Yes.
Kawhi, LeBron, Nerland, like, who's playing them? Are they keeping Kuzma? Or are they trading him in this? I feel like he's gone in the street.
Yeah, I feel like Ingram, Kuzma, maybe Josh Hart are gone in the trade. But
listen, the amount of Lakers fans this past week who were basically pounding on the internet table, being like, you cannot under any circumstance include Josh Hart in this deal to get Kawhi Leonard. I almost punched my phone. Like, I was like, are you guys kidding me?
I will not include Ivaka Zubac. You tell San Antonio you'll find a new partner.
I don't. Yeah, I think you just are like, yeah, here are these three guys and a pick because it's going to be in the 20s, so we don't really care. When we pick in the 20s, we take Mo Wagner and people like this. So I would.
Yeah, Thomas Bryant. My God.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it must have freed up some amount of money that they needed because I couldn't understand that deal at all.
Wagner's older than Thomas Bryant.
And also worth some basketball.
Yeah, he wasn't first team all G League. Thomas Bryant was. Well, I don't understand why they kept like Zubac and Wagner. Like that's, I can get wanting like his shooting, but I don't know what Zubac does for you. Foul? Like I thought he was fine when he played. I get like just cheap fouls.
Yeah, listen, I feel like every LeBron team needs to have like an Eastern European that like comes from a country that's formed in 1991 after the USSR fell. Like, okay. I don't think he's...
They were born in a country that no longer exists.
Or one that's still searching for the right name. Right. Like, they haven't... They're not. They're like, we like this anthem, but we're not in love with it yet. If a better one comes along, we'll change it.
It's just a lot of USSR, FQ, FPJ.
Yeah, it's like how soccer clubs have like FC at the end. They just keep adding things. So yeah, I think that's what they needed. Both of those there, they're like double the enticement for LeBron. Go ahead.
I was like, what? It sounded more like Boogie. Like, I'm hoping he just uses it for leverage and goes back to New Orleans, but I don't, maybe he just goes, like, I don't think anybody's beating the Warriors this year, so it's like, okay, this year LeBron's first in LA, let's get Boogie healthy, and then next year if you can roll out a healthy Boogie, LeBron, Kawhi, that's like, you gotta start. I think that's something the Warriors have to think about, maybe going to six games with.
Do they have money to sign Boogie right now?
Let's see.
I thought they only had one max spot this year, and they had another one next year.
I'm trying to. Nah, they pretty much like the only money they really have now is Dang and rookies. So I'm thinking, like, Brooke Lopez was like $23 million off the books.
Okay.
Like Caldwell Pope making less money. They're not paying Channing Frye, Isaiah Randle. Like, I think they're gonna have to like renounce Randle if they haven't already. But I think they could get Boogie.
Yeah, that would be interesting. But I also don't know if LeBron went there like, yeah, let's just punt a year. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I don't think it's his choice though. I think he was going to punt a year regardless, unless he just signed with the Rockets or something.
That's fair. That would be interesting. I could also see Boogie hating LeBron. Like, it would be cool for 30 games. And I mean, remember last year when Isaiah had like a fully broken hip and the Cavs locker room was just in dismay at all hours of the day making fun of him?
Well, the thing is, LeBron likes Boogie, which makes me worried because LeBron likes bad players.
So yeah, I don't know. LeBron's liked plenty of guys who... I think Melo's the guy who ends up there. I think Oklahoma City stretches him. And waves them or whatever it's called, and they get him for like the mid level because he'll still be getting the money owed to him from that Knicks deal anyways.
For sure. Yeah, does that get you past the Nuggets? I don't know if Melo moves the meter at all.
I agree, but like we said, LeBron likes bad players.
Yeah, Wade's technically a free agent too. I could see him going out west.
Yeah, are we sure Isaiah's not coming back?
If it wasn't for LeBron, maybe. I need the Lakers to pick up Tyler Ulis. If they're trying to make some noise this year, that's the way.
I almost want and I'm not trying to talk about them, but when I saw how irate Devin Booker was, I almost want the Celtics to pick up Tyler Ulis. I don't care if he ever plays, but if that can land us Booker somehow, some way, I'm all for it.
100%. Like, again, right before he's eligible to sign that extension, like, any little thing to make him think twice.
Do you think Cavs fans are as mad as they were the first time? They can't be.
Nah, no way. Like, one, they got their ring, and two, like, I, even Cavs fan couldn't watch that team this year and be like, man, yeah, he,
it's true.
Like, they sucked. What can you do?
And I think Cavs fans this time around are, they more see that it's Gilbert's fault.
Right. Well, Dan, he's got his team back. I know that's all he really wanted. So congrats to Danny Gilbert, who lost an actual generational talent twice
within a decade. Just
within about, what, 5 years, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he came up to him and said that him coming back fucked up their rebuilding process, which is the wildest state. Like, they won a ring. They played in
four straight finals. We were trying to build the right way, though.
That in the history of the Cleveland Cavaliers, they've only been to finals when LeBron James was on their team. I don't know what he thought they were about to build with Kyrie and Andrew Wiggins and Andrew Bennett and Anthony Bennett.
Another reason I don't think they'll be mad is it's like, okay, everybody hated the decision. Now he literally just dropped a note. Like, the complete opposite. So if you hated the decision and you hate this too, you just hate LeBron.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. And I think that was pretty clear with the decision because Frankie Borelli, this dude's
NBA been, insider.
This dude's been tortured for the past week. I'm talking every single day. I thought this kid kept buying new dogs and they'd jump out of his arms and immediately get run over in traffic just every day.
Jesus.
Because the Islanders, they've had this guy named John Tavares, who was the first overall pick like 9 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he was their guy. He's everything you want in a professional. He doesn't make the headlines. He doesn't make the back page withers. And he's also just really good at hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, I guess the NHL has some weird rule where, like, so in the NBA, you know how the team you're leaving can offer you the most money. So, like, the Cavs could have offered LeBron the most money.
Right.
So the NHL has that, but it expires. So it expired last night at midnight.
So now they can't offer them like they can offer as much as everybody else?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a weird rule. So I guess they give you just like essentially a negotiation window, it seems like. And so everyone was like, all right, well, if it passes midnight on Saturday, it pretty much says he's not going to come back because why would he not just take the most amount of money?
Yeah.
And then earlier today, he announced through several long tweets and I believe a note.
Oh boy.
That he was going to the Maple Leafs in Toronto, hometown.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, Borelli was beside himself.
Is it for a lot? Did he take a lot of money? He just took the minimum.
No. Go home. He took a 7-year deal. I think the average, like, they don't announce the full deal in hockey, or at least I haven't seen it, but they said it was a 7-year deal, and I believe it was for $11 million a year. So he's getting that Contavious Caldwell Pope money.
That's not bad. Like, with hockey, I thought you were going to say 7 years, $11 million. Like, that's how much, like, the best player make. Ovechkin make, like, 10 years, $22 million.
Yeah, it's not why anyone continues to play that sport beats me.
We've got a couple of Woj bombs.
Oh boy, hit me.
Number one, the Knicks and Mario Hezonja, 1 year, $6.5 million. I like it.
Oh wow,
I like that a lot.
That feels a little Nerlens Noel-ish from this man's point of view.
That. I don't know how the hell he got 6 points. Yeah, my old team literally didn't want me through my rookie contract. The Knicks were like, here's $7 million.
Hey, listen, if he had held out a couple extra days, I'm sure he could have got 70. Like,
oh yeah,
I would be like...
Well, I'm sure they offered it. He was just like, I'll just take a 1 year. Like, I'll get the full bag next year. I just want to show off.
I suppose. He's really backing on the Knicks, like, playing him, though, which he might be the best player on that team. They might not play him.
I don't know. I think Fizdale he'll give him some burn. I mean, until they fire Fizdale, like, 51 games into the season for
right
being .500.
When did Earl Watson get fired? Wasn't it, like, the third day of the season?
Yeah, it was after, like, game 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. And I like Fizdale. This is strictly a Knicks comment. Correct. I wouldn't rule it out.
The other one. Sources. As trade talks have unfolded, Kawhi Leonard's focus is unchanged. He wants to be a Laker. So,
well, I hope Woj didn't strain himself reaching for that news.
Yeah, I don't know what sources you needed for that.
They got who? Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. the only thing I can think of is if that's just saying, like, okay, like, Philly, don't even bother.
Well, no, because the Spurs still need Philly in the picture just so, like, they can truly get Ingram. Because if Philly's not on the table at all, then, yeah, why would the Lakers offer the best package?
No, but that's what I think. I think that's why Kawhi's sources or whatever are leaking that. It's like, okay, yeah, don't even bother. The Spurs, you have no leverage. They're going to get him for, like, Kuzma, Josh Hart, and they're going to some reason take Dang's contract.
Yeah, probably.
It's disgusting.
So, yeah, that's definitely going to be the Lakers, and they're going to go 2 for 3 on their targets. Magic will be able to keep his job.
Thank heavens. Good man, you talk about a guy that put himself on the firing line. If I don't sign several All-NBA caliber players, I'm going to retire and enjoy my $700 billion. Please don't make me do it.
I think quietly the best move the Lakers have made in the past 12 months, outside of the obvious signing LeBron James, which I do believe is a good move. I know there are a lot of people out there saying the opposite. I want to be one of the first to say, idea.
You've had too much to drink, and I can hear it.
Not firing Luke Walton in the middle of last season, I think, is a huge move today.
You think they're going to regret, they wish they would have, or you?
No, they're glad that they didn't. Yeah, him being their coach, because I think he's the perfect amount of actually knows what the fuck he's doing, but, like, not...
Won't overstep his boundaries.
Right, like, because he's still, like, almost a player, especially to LeBron, who played against him.
Right. I think he played with him, too. Didn't Luke Walton do, like, a year or two in Cleveland?
Yeah, he might have. Wouldn't surprise me. But... like, I think, like a lot of people were like, LeBron will never go to the Spurs because Pop would be too overbearing. He won't play in the system. Whereas I think Luke will be able to talk to him. And, like, I don't think we're going to have LeBron taking his seat cushion and throwing it into the stands like he was doing to Ty Lue.
No, yeah, like, Walton, like, played with stars, like, came up with Golden State. So I think, yeah, it feels like Tyronn Lue-ish to me. Like, you know enough of the X's and O's. And you're good enough at the relationship stuff to not get fired like David Blatt.
Right, and LeVar almost had Luke Walton fired in the middle of last season, so that I think that would have been a bad idea. And I said at the time, I think it was a good idea at the time.
Wait, so do you think they keep Lonzo now?
Oh, I mean, you can't trade Lonzo. He's damaged goods at the moment.
Man, oh man. LeVar's 12 steps ahead as usual.
No, I think LeBron actually does want to play with Lonzo, to be honest. I think he does.
Like, I think he should. Like, I think they 100% should keep him. I just didn't know if it would be like a, no, I want to win now, plus I don't want to deal with his pops. But, no, yeah, I think he would work very well off LeBron, and I'd absolutely try to keep him.
Well, because LeBron, I think the reason he wants to play with Lonzo and Kawhi is LeBron's, like, completely done playing defense. He's made that abundantly clear. And Lonzo, for all of his warts, is a tremendous defender already. So I do believe
it's guard defense, though.
Well, this year it mattered. So in 2 years, when you project them making that championship run, it could matter again.
Fair. Just something to keep in the back pocket.
The Yankees are beating the dog shit out of the Red Sox right now.
The Red Sox troubled by this LeBron news.
Yeah, oh, Boston's in disarray, let me tell you. David Price just gave up his eighth run. It is the bottom of the fourth. Oof. I am done watching this. We beat the Yankees 11-0 yesterday for reference.
LeBron wasn't in LA yet.
Well, he technically, physically was.
Oh, yeah, he's been there for months. Probably mentally, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, when do you think he decided to go to L.A.? Like, you think it was like he really weighed his options this summer, or you think he's known all along?
Well, no, because he didn't schedule meetings with anyone. He didn't even go to that Philly meeting that came out of nowhere today. So I think he made this decision probably after they won the title, like that summer.
After Cleveland won? Like you
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I think he thought he'd have like at least two rings to like leave them with, but he's like, hey, what can you do? Here's one.
Right. He was like, I'm going to stick it out here. I need them to be able to get max space. Like, this was definitely done behind closed doors. Like, all, like, the Mozgov trade was LeBron for, like, 1,000%.
Oh, for sure. Man, I don't. It's something Zach Lowe says. It's like, why do we even have tampering rules? Right? Like, right. If all these contracts come out July 1st at 12 a.m., like, it's like just. It's like, just make it legal. So if everybody can do it, then, yeah, there's no advantage.
Well, there's still, that's the thing. There's an obvious advantage because the Pacers announced their deal with Doug McDermott at 12 because that's the only guy they can get on the phone. Everyone else is like, oh, I know this area code. No, thank you.
Yeah. 317, hell no.
So they know, I think Magic, like the second they traded D'Angelo last year and they opened up this space, everyone thought it was for Paul George. And I do think, like, I don't know if LeBron ever talked to Paul George. I know they wanted to get him in Cleveland last summer, but Pritchard was like, fuck that. I'm not trading him to my division.
Yeah, won't do it.
So I do think he was like, oh, that's cool. We'll just link up in L.A. next year. And I do think Paul George just pays attention and he sees like Bleacher Report tweet out these pictures or these like cartoons of LeBron by himself playing tug of war against the entire Warriors and like the logo and like everyone in the league. And it's like LeBron doesn't have any help. And he's probably in his mind like, well, he's got Kevin Love. He's got all these plus like tertiary players. Like, well, I don't want to just be the guy. And if he also stays in Oklahoma City, it's always going to be Westbrook's fault. So he's like, yeah, I can get the most money here. There's no, I assume Oklahoma doesn't have taxes. They might. Who knows?
I can't imagine they do.
He's like, and I think his deal's, it's like a 2+2, if I've read everything correctly.
I thought so it was a 3-1.
That's what I think people just assumed when it first came out. But if I was reading Woj correctly earlier, and let me pull it up because it was a little strangely worded.
Let's see.
But he said something. Yeah, here's essence of Paul George's 4-year, $137 million deal with player option. New CBA allows George to extend after second anniversary of deal. That sounds like 2 years in. Extending on max with OKC after year two while also opting out of final year could make this 7-year, 290-plus deal based on future cap projections. So it sounds like after year two, he can almost cancel the contract and add on 5 years.
Yuck.
So maybe. That $290 million's decent.
It is, but he was going to get that anywhere. Like, wherever he signed this deal, he would be, I imagine he'd be eligible to do that same thing. I guess maybe not unless he got traded.
Yeah, but probably would have required a trade.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. So, I mean, maybe he takes that deal and then demands a trade. Like, that's still an option.
That's what I do.
That's what, yeah, I mean, that's what literally everyone assumes Anthony Davis is going to do in about 3 years.
See, now I'm looking at a thing that said it's 3+. I don't know. Either way, yeah, they've got him for at least 2 years.
Correct. So maybe it is a 3+1, but if he takes this, like maybe he's eligible for an extension in year two that essentially
right.
just tears up yeah. year four.
Right. So, I could see like, that.
Because didn't Harden last year, he signed an extension because he was still under contract, right?
Yeah, he Russ and Wall, and I think it's why like Wall's, and I think Harden like doesn't kick in this year either. Like, it was like right. 2 years out. So if it's one of those type deals.
Maybe that's exactly what it is then.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have 2 years of service and then, or 3 years of service maybe. But we're not numbers guys. We're,
correct.
We're facts guys and we'll talk. We're our facts.
Like, okay, there we go.
We consider to be facts. But yeah, I'm excited. So Lakers Celtics or Lakers Warriors on Christmas?
Both.
Can we play them second?
Yeah, just run them at the same time. No, I think they're going to give us Lakers Cavs or some dumb shit. they're gonna mess it up somehow.
I promise you this, we're not going to see many Cavs games on national TV for the foreseeable future.
Thank the Lord. Also, like, since I know LeBron's going to be on TV 50 times and the Lakers are, maybe that'll like just open up a slot for some new teams.
Yeah.
Like you're killing two birds with one stone. Let's get some Giannis and Towns in the early games.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm fine with that. And we talk about the ripple effect a little. This means, I assume, unless the Cavs now just want to still pseudo contend, they want to trade Sexton for Kemba, but I don't know why Kemba would want to stay there.
No, I sure wouldn't. That's exactly what they're going to do. I can't wait for Dan Gilbert's letter this time.
Oh, man. I hope someone there stops him from posting it.
I hope someone doesn't. Yeah, I'm looking. Good God, this cap is just appalling. And the Hawks have...
It's not great.
I think it's next year. The Hawks have one of these Cavs picks. So, if it's this year, they can only tank 1 year. Like, this year or next year. One of these years, they're going to have to try to go for it because that pick's coming to the Hawks.
Right. Well, that's not great. Yeah, I don't know if in our lifetime, which could be a year, could be 20 years, like the Cavs will never contend again.
I think this is still all setting up for LeBron to buy the Cavaliers. And I think he wants to buy them just in time to be a terrible, terrible GM for his son.
Well, he still wants to play a year with his son.
Oh, yeah, I don't, this is a 4-year deal for LeBron. Do you think he retires a Laker?
If Gilbert sells the team, he'll sign that one-day contract to retire Kev.
But do you think his last basketball is played in a Lakers uniform?
I think it depends where his son gets drafted, because I know, Jeff's been saying he's already talked to every GM in the league, but basically being like, you can't draft my son. I don't think anyone's going to listen to that.
No.
So I think he's going to play his last, I think 4 years will bring him to, is he going into eighth grade or ninth grade?
I'm going to look up now because I was thinking it was eighth.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure the NBA won't have one and done anymore by the time he's eligible. So I think he'll be straight out of high school.
Right. Let's see. He's 13, but I don't see a grade yet. No, actually, is going, because I think that was the whole thing. Like, they were looking at high schools for him. I think.
Yeah, but that still might be 1 year out anyways.
Wait, listen. Hold on. LeBron James. No, for eighth grade. So when was this article? This is... Okay, so he's going into eighth grade this year. So he's got, 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. So, yeah, I mean, I could see him, because they couldn't have even offered him a 5-year deal, right? It could only be 4 years.
Yeah, 4 was the max. Man, that's how it's going to work out. He's going to play out that and go right
back to the Cavs. I think he'll opt out after 3. He'll take another 1+1, and then those 2 years will go by, and then he'll just sign with whoever takes his son.
Man, if you're his son, you got to be like, man, I appreciate it, Dad, but come on, man. My God, it would suck being in the NBA and your pops is on the team. Your first year?
It would, but I assume, 20 years after you retire, you're like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but them whole 19 in between, it's like I'm trying to get some action, Pops.
LeBron plays his entire son's career too. He's just like 55, still killing it.
Yeah, he's like, I said I'd retire. I'm still throwing up 17, 8, and 8, man. I can't quit yet.
I'd be a fool.
Yeah.
And like,
he's got 52,000 career points.
His minimum salary by then is like $102 million a year.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just keep taking the minimum.
This is it's been a hell of an offseason so far. Kawhi hasn't even been traded yet. I assume that's coming within days now.
Yeah, I don't, but even, like, if you know this, I feel like the Lakers really can play hardball. Like, I don't, if they want to say, like, okay, Ingram, but you have to take Dang or something like that. And it's like, are you going to turn down the best deal?
Well, I would almost want Dang because I could probably trade him straight up for Towns.
Get the old band back together.
Towns
will have to sign that extension first, man. Dang makes like 18 times the money he does.
Towns and Wiggins, they're going to San Antonio.
That's the day Pop just retires. Wiggins takes one 17-footer too many. He just walks out.
Listen, Pop still loves guys who take mid-ranges. He just gave LaMarcus Aldridge more money last year.
Somehow they win 56 games next year.
Yeah, all right, so Kawhi, LeBron. A lot of new Laker fans today. Heap of new Laker fans today.
Also can't wait for since Durant signed the 1+1, go ahead and start putting them in the Lakers jersey, Lakers fans. Just save ourselves some time.
Listen, if you think that already hasn't happened, you're out of your mind.
Fair. Like, I was like, LeBron's going to look so weird in those jerseys. And I was like,
so weird.
I was like, maybe not, because I've seen him photoshopped in every single Lakers jersey for the past 8-9 summers.
The purple headband's going to look weird.
Is 23 available? I think it is, but...
Listen, LeBron will jump up to the rafters, rip it down himself if he has to. Let's see, Lakers, retired numbers.
Could be Chick Hearn or something. And they're like, Chicky baby, sorry.
Well, first, he's worn other numbers before.
Yeah, no, but yeah, 22 and 25. So, yeah, 23 is available.
Yeah, and he'll be wearing that immediately.
Good God, I wish he'd take 24.
It's retired.
Again, he'd climb up there and pull it out of the rafters himself. Now, Kobe'd be up there waiting to fight him to the death for it, but it wouldn't stop him from trying.
Has Kobe tweeted yet? Oh, this is what I got to say.
Oh, boy. You know he's sick. It's going to be # welcome to the family. He's just
That's
furious.
Exactly what he said.
Of course.
He said, welcome to the family, King James, Lakers for life, strive for greatness, at Genie Bus, at Magic Johnson, and Rob Pelinka, well done. 3 exclamation points, and the like paper football touchdown emoji.
The praise hands.
Yeah, see, I always get confused because the prayer hands are also like a high five, so it all gets, in the top reply, you're still the greatest Laker ever, King. The first response to that, laughing my fucking ass off. He wasn't even the greatest Laker yesterday.
Hey, I said if LeBron said it bumps him out of the top five, people are like, y'all trolling already. I'm like, am I? Wilt, Jerry West, Kareem, Magic, LeBron James, all better players than Kobe Bryant.
Let's not give away your top 50.
I didn't say AC Green, but he's in there too.
You were thinking it.
Oh no, he's in there too. He's in the list.
Yeah, the Warriors are still much better than this team.
Yeah.
And I'm already putting Kawhi on that team.
Well, yeah, I think they have two pieces lined up. I just honestly don't know who that second piece is. Like, DeAndre's off the board. People are saying Capella, like, it's no way Houston, like, they're matching anything regardless. They're damn sure not letting him go to L.A.
I saw someone earlier say Chris Paul signed his extension and was immediately upset with the Rockets because, like, Ariza left. Like, he left because of you.
Chris, babe, if you take $3 million less a year, get off my phone, Maury. Then he checks the ticker. Yo, what the fuck? Trevor, what happened?
Focusing back to the East now, since the Cavs have had such a stranglehold, this puts a lot of pressure on the Celtics now. Like, I don't want to make everything about the Celtics, but it does. Like, they have to win the East now, right?
Yeah, they sure do. Them, like, Philly's got to be in the mix. Philly, the Raptors, yeah. I think they're a distant third. I think they're a distant third, but again, like, the team that's, like, whooped their ass most of the time is no more. So they're...
You're right.
They'll be in the mix in four... Ooh, I think it was Pacers this year. I hope it would be Milwaukee. I hope Milwaukee takes that step.
Yep.
And Washington, mate, I guess. Austin Rivers playing five for Gortat now.
I forgot about that trade. There have been so many moves. That was the first one. I've already forgotten about it.
Yeah. Kawhi is going to the Lakers. Like, let's say it's for Ingram and Kuzma. So, is that Lakers team?
And Josh Hart.
What? Get off my. No one named Josh is tradable. Everyone named Josh is untradeable. But is that, like, first year? Is that a three seed?
You know what? I do think Oklahoma City is going to be better. I really do, because they were already the four seed last year. I think them knowing, like, all right, Paul's here, like, Melo's probably not even going to be there to
that's plus seven wins right there.
Steven Adams, I know you've always been like, let's get this guy more shots. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do like him. Andre Robertson coming back is going to help tremendously. I feel like they just if they just put Grant as the starting four over Melo, that's already a better starting five than they had last year.
Easily. Like, they go back to playing, like, the same really good defense, and now, like, all those Melo shots. How many shots a game do you think Melo took last year?
Like 18?
Let's see. 15. Yuck. He made six of them.
6.1. Let's
You're right.
Report the facts here.
I give credit where it's due. But, yeah, if you literally just, like, I would give five attempts to Adams, five to Russ, five to Paul George. That's that. And now each of those guys are going to hit more than 40% of them. That's a win for your offense.
Correct.
And your defense by subtraction.
Yeah, even if, like, Patrick Patterson's starting at the four, I know he was a little underutilized last year.
He was hurt to start the year. So I feel like he never got on track. So if he's, like, healthy this whole time, then, yeah, maybe they can hit the ground running.
Yeah, and the Robertson injury, like, affected them greatly. So I know they don't have any – well, they'll have – I think they save, like, $70 million. Now, it's not immediately. It might be 79 if they stretch Melo and waive him. So that'll help.
Jesus. From the luxury tax –
just in general, it will save them. I saw a lot of numbers thrown around yesterday. I believe it was about $80 million.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Melo's going to be like, why don't I get that? Why am I only making 28? I'm not taking any shortage on a buyout.
So I could see Oklahoma City still being like the three seed. Mm. I'm interested if Utah can stay healthy. They've got just a strong team.
Yeah. Like, they were right there. Again, Pelicans, I don't know. People really don't want Boogie to go back there, and I do. I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about it real quick, because there's a trade. I don't even think it's a rumor as much as people just think it makes sense. That's essentially just a DeMarcus Cousins sign-in trade for Otto Porter Jr. I don't think there are any other players involved from what I've seen.
No, it's a trade.
it's a trade that when I first saw it, I was like, well, that's dumb. And then the more I looked at it, I was like, you know what? This might be one of those rare trades where I kind of like it for both teams.
No, yeah, I could like Otto Porter. Like, if they are just going to commit to what they were doing after Boogie got hurt, then yeah, like if you swap, put Etuan Moore off the bench and swap out Otto Porter, that's an upgrade on both ends. And yeah, if I'm Boogie right now and I'm really trying to win, maybe I do want to come east. Like, it's really wide open for the first time in what, 9 years?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to like sound too cocky. I don't know if it's the most open, but it's certainly more feasible that anyone could win it since LeBron's been gone. Yeah, or since LeBron's
a whole decade went to,
yeah. I didn't even look at it from Boogie's point of view because I just assume he would love to play with John Wall, as we all assume or know to be fact. But it's more, if you're the Wizards, Otto Porter Jr. is a great piece to have. But they're kind of in the position where they either need to find that guy that's going to truly put them over the top or almost focus on, like, rebuilding, which I don't think they should do. But
yeah.
Boogie's one of those guys where he would instantly be their best player, assuming health. He'd be their best player, and it's like, yeah, that's the kind of move where that puts us into a completely different stratosphere. And that's no knock on Otto Porter. But it's also from the Pelicans, like, yeah, we saw what we could do without Boogie and playing Etuan Moore at the three. If we can get Otto Porter in here, just a guy who's going to give us nothing. If he adds nothing else to his game, he's going to add spacing and tremendous defense. And if you don't want to, like, that to me is better than the question of what's Boogie going to look like. Now, if I'm the Pelicans, I still take that risk if the Wizards don't want to do this signing trade, because it's still, you have two like top 10 players on your team, or top 15 players on your team. It's hard to snuff at that. But if you could get Porter in there and at less years, I would assume, or the same, no, less years and same amount of money, and have a guy that is going to positively contribute to your team, then yeah, I think I'd sign up for that.
For sure. I also think that a thing with, like, if they made the Austin Rivers for Gortat, like, knowing that Boogie wants to go there, I don't know this for a fact, I do think it would bring an extra level out of John Wall. Like, I just haven't.
Definitely.
Like, that, like, kick-ass John Wall, he hasn't been that consistent. He'll show up every once in a while, like, national games and playoff games.
Yep.
But I would hope that Boogie be in there. And, apparently, they've been wanting to play together all this time. So, if you add him and get another level out of John Wall and turn Bradley Beal into your third best player, that's, in this East that now no longer has LeBron James, pretty good.
Well, it's either Bradley Beal or Beal also steps up to a different level and John Wall's your third best player. Either way,
right, yeah.
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, or Boogie just gets back to 80% of himself. He's only 21-11 from here on out, and he's your third best player.
You'd hate to see it.
Awful. But he never played with Mirotic. Like, I think they were the 3 seed before he got hurt, and he never played with Mirotic. But, yeah, if you're the Pelicans and you can throw AD, Mirotic, Porter, Drew Holiday, and literally anybody else, like, that's defense shooting.
I feel like they'd be fools to let Rondo go after what he did for them.
Counterpoint, I think the Pelicans are fools.
That could mean they've already told him they won't re-sign him, or they're going to give him like a 5-year max.
Yeah, we'll just give you, if Boogie leaves, you've got his contract. You've got my word.
Yeah, it's interesting. So one or if not two of these teams that made the playoffs this year are not going to make, in the West, are not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I feel like the Nuggets just committed everything to, they might just go 46-36 again and also be the 9 seed again.
They might.
Like, I guess the Spurs drop out. I mean, maybe. Even if they trade Kawhi for trash, I still won't count them out. Like, if Popovich is going to be there whole season, I won't count them out.
I won't count them out, but, and it feels the easiest to do this, but I'm not, I think Minnesota's going to be ugly this year. And I just don't see that. I think Towns has already expressed frustration. Jimmy Butler is going to Bobby Portis, Andrew Wiggins at some point. Which actually might help them on the court.
I was going to say, man, Mirotic took off after he, his jaw was separated from his face.
He had a different team.
Yeah, but he was cooking before then. That's how somebody wanted him.
It's true. I hope that, like, Towns and Butler. Butler won't do it, though, because he's a Tibbs guy. I was going to say they stage a coup, but that's out, too.
Oh, yeah, no. Butler, he's also, like, they're going to offer him that max next, and Butler's going to be making, I imagine, this Paul George money, like 4 years, I think 137. And then you have to give Towns the max, and I just feel like you're locked into the same core we saw last year, which, like, 47 wins, which is good, but a flawed team.
I don't think Towns is going to be there for his second deal. I really don't.
I'm fine with it.
I agree. I don't see how. If you keep bringing back Derrick Rose and Tom Thibodeau, I don't know why anyone would want to be there.
But Thibodeau, he did a thing back in 04, don't you remember?
I do. It was in Boston.
Well, yeah. So, okay. So give him a little credit 15 years later, buddy. I thought somebody like you would be a little bit more appreciative for what he did over a decade ago.
You'd be surprised, but boy. I'm not.
I'm looking right now. We were talking about it briefly on the timeline earlier. I think the Suns are going to be a lot better. That's not saying much because they were the worst team in the league last year. But I don't think they're going to be a roll. Like, it's, like, the Mavericks are going to be better. If the Grizzlies are healthy, they'll compete. The Kings are going to try to compete. It's not going to work. But
sure isn't.
Yeah, like, there's, I don't know. It's no days off in the West. Like, in the East, you still got, like, Atlanta's punting again. Orlando's going to stink. Chicago's probably punting. Brooklyn's still building. The Knicks are the Knicks.
Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to stink. The Hornets might trade Kemba. The Pistons are the Pistons. And, yeah, like, I feel like the same eight teams are probably going to make the – or Cavs are out. And who gets – Knicks, maybe? Good God. Nets?
It's still a little early, obviously. But, yeah, you're right. That the eighth seed in the East this year was Washington, and they were only there because of injury. But, yeah, I think, honestly, I could see, again, two of these teams that we all just agreed stink. I could see them jumping into the top. Like, one of those teams is going to be shockingly, like, average.
I think it could be the Knicks, honestly. Like, that feels Knicky to me. Like, this is the year they get it together. Then next year they fire Fizdale 4 games into the season. Like, what are you doing? Like, they were the sixth seed.
I don't hate it, because weren't they technically a playoff team when, like, in the playoffs when Porzingis went down?
Or around that mix, at least.
Right.
Like, so, after that, they fell off. I mean, like, as they should. They should have went in the tank. But, yeah, they were definitely competing for a while.
Right. O'Quinn's a free agent. I think Beasley's a free agent. They got Knox in there. Trey Burke looked like a playable player the second half of the year.
Hezonja, if Mitchell Robinson gives you anything, another year from Frankie. Like, I could see them. It also, like, the 9 seed was 39 wins in the East, so 40 wins might just get you the 8 seed. 35 wins might just get you the 8 seed.
Yeah, I'll go with 40, like you were saying. Like, Detroit, I feel like Detroit's just going to be tough to beat on a night-to-night basis because, like, Blake could go off for 30. Drummond's just going to be a matchup nightmare for certain, like, for the Celtics always. But
I think Reggie Jackson's healthy, though, which is bad news for the Pistons.
Yeah, you're right. That is bad.
I lost 15 pounds. I'm in the best shape ever. 11.
Oh, no. But maybe Stanley Johnson, now that he doesn't have to play for Van Gundy, will be an actual piece, which would be nice.
I also want, like, I feel like the Hornets will probably do something. Like, the Hornets will go all in on that 8 seed now. It's like, oh, it's wide open.
Right.
Let's give Kemba 5 years, $300 million, and win 41 games. And they might do it, and it'd probably just be a bad idea.
I mean, let's look at the Cavs.
Oh, God. Do we have to?
Kendrick Perkins opted in, which was a wild scene. So he's there.
I'm amazed he had an option. That's the crazy part.
Well, I assume that was their last-ditch effort to keep LeBron.
Well, got some bad news.
I've got more bad news. This roster. Clarkson, George Hill, Colin Sexton. So that's the position they're deepest at.
Are they?
J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver. So they gave Korver a new deal last offseason, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Chetty Osman, I assume, is going to be their best player.
Starting as a hole at the three, man. I think Chetty steps right in.
Jeff Green's a free agent, I believe.
What if he goes to L.A. for the minimum?
Listen.
Nah, he's going to the Kings for $12
million. People were talking about him as Ariza's replacement.
Where? What, UCLA? What are they talking about?
In Houston. But, I mean, they brought back Joel Green for, I think, $2.1 million. They've got their starting small forward locked up.
Oh, boy. I don't know who's going to defend the small forwards, but I know who's going to jump out of the gym and shoot threes.
Which, listen, you have Joel Green more involved, you don't miss 27 straight. That's a fact.
We'll see.
We will. We absolutely will.
Also, Chris Paul didn't take the fifth year that he argued for.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he didn't take it or if Houston didn't even offer it.
Yeah, I guess. But even then, I thought it was a. Yeah, I guess if they were, he was like, "Yeah, go get another offer. Where are you gonna go? The Lakers?
Right.
Get out of here."
Oh, that would have been personally ideal if the Lakers wasted a bunch of money on 39-year-old Chris Paul. That would have, I would have preferred that very much so.
I don't even hate, like, I just, he might just be at that point, like, he just needs to be on a minutes and games limit.
Definitely, 1,000%.
Like, Houston feels smart enough to do that, but I don't know if Chris Paul's the sit out while I'm healthy type.
Yeah, he might be cool with it once, and then when they try and do it on, like, a back-to-back, he's like, what are we talking about? Try and fight his own team in the tunnel.
He's like, I have to give the Jazz hell in December. Every game matters.
Yeah, maybe someone can convince him, like, look, we had home court last year. It didn't fucking matter. Why don't you sit out?
Yeah, maybe just rest up for April, buddy. You like, get to the third round once and start calling the shots.
But yeah, Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance, Ante Zizic, that rounds out the Cavs. I mean, there's a lot of veterans on that team where they could still be an 8 seed, but boy, should they not be trying to do that.
No. I think that, like, I was never shy about not liking the Sexton pick. I hate it even more now.
Michael Porter?
Anybody. Like, I'm looking right now. I think Knox would have been better. Shea would have been better. Michael Bridges would have been better. Porter would have been better. Zaire would have, like, if you're really just tearing it down, just swinging for the fence, Zaire Smith. But yeah, now you have a point guard that can't shoot, pass, or defend, and he's going to have a whole lot of possessions. Kevin Love's going to just retire.
I'm excited to watch Colin Sexton on this horrific team.
I will say that I feel like this is probably how you're going to get the best out of him. Like, just give him the ball and just let him play through his mistakes.
Right.
But I think it's going to be some ugly mistakes played through.
And look, if you're playing with Love and Tristan, or Love and Nance, or Nance and Tristan, like, you're going to get a lot of second possessions.
Yeah, he's going to miss those too.
He might, but, like, they'll get second possessions.
Yeah, Jordan Clarkson will too.
Jordan Clarkson absolutely thinks he's the man in Cleveland right now. And he's not completely wrong.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, I'll take it from here, guys.
He's like, now that we got that LeBron guy out of here.
Yeah, let's run some real sets.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be... I hope it's Cleveland. It's probably going to be Cleveland, LA opening night.
Yuck, probably.
And I hope we get a Colin Sexton, Michael Carter Williams triple double, like beats
the Lakers opening night in front of everybody. Right. He made the wrong decision. LeBron's a cancer. He's a bad luck.
Right. That's what I need.
That'd be pretty good. I think the one guy, if the Lakers can get Patrick Beverley from the Clippers, then I think I would start to get scared. Like, I just feel like he's too perfect for that team.
I don't know if the Clippers are in the business of helping out the Lakers.
I don't know if they got much choice.
I'm sure they have choice. Like, they can trade Patrick Beverley to Houston.
They just traded Austin Rivers, man. I think anybody's available. Like, depending on what you – I don't think they give him away, but I think Jerry West would definitely make the – I mean, it is Jerry West. Maybe he would slide him
Yeah, you're right.
Patrick Beverley for Luol Deng, just straight up. It's just, wow, just Patrick Beverley and Luol and Lonzo do all the defending and hit threes. LeBron and Kawhi do everything else. And, I don't know what they're going to do for center.
KCP's been there 5 minutes, and you've already written him out of the roster.
That's absolutely right. They're going to end up with, like, Greg Monroe as center.
I guess Stephen A. Smith just said on ESPN that Kawhi Leonard is willing to sit out the next season to get to the Lakers.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's where I feel like Pop is like, okay, yeah, we'll call your bluff there.
Oh, boy. We've missed more news.
Uh-oh.
Aaron Gordon returning to the Orlando Magic on a 4-year deal.
They say how much?
Whatever the max is, I would assume.
This is the Magic.
84 million.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that. Like, hey, it was either that or losing for nothing, which also seemed like a very Orlando thing to do.
It did. Shams had that one.
No, that's not bad. I wanted, Indiana or somebody to go after him, but yeah. They're just going to have 19 bigs. Might as well get paid.
Needed McDermott.
I don't even hate that signing. It just seemed very bizarre for like a July 1st deal.
What were the other ones? Let's see. Because those are always the ones that don't work.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, somebody has like an entire list of them and by who broke it. I was like, okay, Woj was really getting busy.
He was. Will Barton got $454.
That seems I like Will Barton. That's a lot.
I think that was the first deal signed.
Probably not going to work out.
No, because in an ideal world, he's their sixth man.
Yeah. And now I think I heard it's like, it's also that, and he's going to start. It's like, I don't know. I feel like there's been a reason he's been available all these years.
I feel like Aaron Baines came pretty quickly. Baines was, from everything I've read, he came in, like, they sat down, and Ainge was like, do you want to be here? Baines was like, yep. He was like, can you sign for a little bit less than your market value, basically so we can bring Smart back? And he was like, of course. And that was it.
He just signed his name on a paper. He's like, yeah, you just need to, like, digitally impose that in somewhere, do what you gotta do.
Everyone in Boston's been calling it the easy. It wasn't like they refused to even call it a negotiation due to how easy it was.
This is a nice chit chat,
right?
I'm looking right now. Like the DeAndre, like that stuff was settled months ago.
Literally years ago.
And they gave him the exact money he was about to opt out from. Okay, yeah, they came up with all that July 1st between 12 and 12:01. Kiss my ass. Let's see. Van Vliet signed today. I like that deal. Rudy Gay, that one came out pretty quickly. Ersan Ilyasova, yeah. I feel like that was like a midnight deal.
Yep, that was a funny one.
Yeah, Ed Davis. There's a lot of free agents still.
I think Tyreke Evans is a free agent, right?
Yes.
I've heard nothing. He's going to be the last one signed.
He's going to end up back with the Grizzlies for like a minimum.
Or... because even if the Celtics bring back Smart, we'll be at 14 players. So we'll have another roster spot.
Yusuf Nurkic.
Who did?
I said maybe that's your 15th roster spot. Just give $80 million to Nurkic.
I hope not. Did you see ESPN they were talking about the Jokic deal, and they just ran Nurkic highlights, but not even Nurkic Nuggets highlights. They ran his Trailblazers highlights.
Sure. That was a good sign.
ESPN racist against whites. Let's talk about it.
Did you see what Zach LaVine tweeted?
The crying emoji at the guy? Yeah, that was great.
I'm taking $60 million. You're crazy. You're off your rocker.
Per season, perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Joe Harris getting $8 million a year felt. I saw everyone in the world being like, great contract, great contract. I feel like you could have signed that at any point. I don't know if you had to do that at midnight.
I feel like I think to get him back, you probably would have. If it was like, yo, you want to go somewhere that hasn't been rebuilding for 6 years? For a little bit less. Yeah, maybe they're like, no, just come back, Joe. Here's $8 million.
Yeah, but they can offer Joe Harris $8 million, which I don't know. Like, that's more than... Isn't Lou Will getting, like, six?
No, yeah, he's getting exactly eight. He signed three for 24, which, again, maybe the worst deal in history.
So he's getting that. You think other people were going to give Joe Harris eight and playing time?
Wait, nobody said anything about playing time, buddy.
He's getting that in Brooklyn, I'll tell you that much.
I'd rather have the bag and rest my feet. Yeah, I don't know if I'm looking, there's still some solid free agents left. Like, yeah, Redick will probably take another 1 year, but like Derek Favors, I feel like is a good pickup. He's unrestricted and just haven't heard his name at all.
I can see the Lakers doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unless they're going to bring back Brook Lopez.
I can't imagine anyone wanting Brook Lopez.
Somebody will. Kings, 2 years, $35 million.
That's true. The Warriors absolutely signed Dwight and Avery Bradley now, right?
Probably. They probably don't stop there. Like they just get like Shabazz Napier and Kyle O'Quinn too, just because.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Doug McDermott was the 61st rated available free agent, and he signed like the first deal. So that's always good news.
like 7.3 a year. I just don't understand.
I don't even hate like, it. I just don't. Do I need 3 years of Doug McDermott?
But here's the other part of it. Ideally, TJ Leaf is exactly Doug McDermott.
Maybe they know TJ Leaf stinks.
Well, we knew that before the draft, so I don't know what took them so long.
I agree. But if they're just like, nope, we're punting on this. There were no other available players at 18. Whoever gets a good player at 18 in the draft.
So, yeah, they could have just had OG, and they look substantially better. Easy. They probably beat the Cavs this year.
Yeah, like if they had that and had OG coming off a home court and like I think 48 wins in the first year, Oladipo. Oh yeah, you're thrilled. I don't know where Julius Randle goes now. Like he's like the only two teams I felt like needed a center was like the Mavericks and the Lakers. The Lakers hate him and the Mavericks have a center, so I have no idea where Julius Randle goes.
Magic.
Sure. That's where I want Ulis to go.
Run some two.
I don't see why not.
I can see New York viewing Knox as a small forward.
I mean, I think early, I just don't, like, I don't think his body can play four yet, so I think he's going to have to play some three early.
Right, so if they could get Randall in there.
I hope he gets he'll probably take a one-year prove-it deal.
Which, maybe he goes to after Oklahoma City gets rid of Melo. Maybe if that's where he wants to take a 1 year prove it deal.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like Chicago. Like I could see if Chicago signed. I was going to say Favors, but they drafted Wendell Carter.
True. Clippers.
Now they got Gortat.
Are you viewing Randall only as a five?
I mean, I think that's where he's best utilized. I don't know.
I still see him. Cause I know he can't step out, but when he's running .4, I still think he's a menace that way.
So let him run .5.
I guess. I just don't think he's, like, long enough for that.
We'll see. He's the 9th-ranked free agent. He's
well,
no,
that's good.
He's no Doug McDermott, but...
Utah?
I think he'd go back to Kentucky before he signs in Utah. Now, I could still see... Like, I still feel like Dallas would probably sign anybody. He's also from Dallas, so...
Earlier today, I saw they only had 5 mil left and they were going to give it to Dirk, which is hilarious.
How nice of them.
Well, I guess they either waived Dirk or they had Dirk opt out, and he was going to get 5 anyways if he had opted in. And so now that they have DeAndre, they were going to give it to Dirk, even though it was like already his. It was just a sad series of words.
No, yeah, I think it was a team option. They were like, we're going to decline it. And then they give it back to you, so they seem like the good guys. And Dirk's like, man, you guys just keep on treating me good.
I assume they don't have money, and I mean, it would almost be too perfect, but if he was just Zebo 2.0 and went to Memphis.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that. They were trying to get off Parsons, but yeah, I can't imagine they have any money.
It's way too late for that. But that's the thing, at this point, I think this is why we saw no one wait for LeBron this year, because teams just didn't have money. So if someone was offering you something, like if the Pacers are going to give you 22 or whatever they gave Doug McDermott, like you're just going to take that.
Yeah, like I'm not taking any chances.
Because like I feel like it's only the restricted guys that are gonna that can wait, because it's like, yeah, my own team can go over to keep me.
Yeah.
Like, Smart, I think, is going to take a while with Boston. LaVine, I don't see that getting resolved all that quickly. Jabari, he's restricted, right?
Yeah, well, that's like, it's, if people want to go there, it's quite a few guys that could go, like, the qualifying offer route. It's just, like, I feel like it's only worked out for Greg Monroe. And that only worked out for his pockets, which is really all that matters, but. I don't know, he was young and promising once upon a time. And now it's like Randall's still technically restricted, because I don't think they've renounced him yet. Maybe they have. Like, Smart's restricted. Like, Jabari. Like, I imagine he'd ask for the max after Wiggins and Embiid got it. I imagine they wouldn't give it. So if he just wants to do a 1 year, prove he's healthy, I could see Nurkic doing that, because I don't know who. Again, it's just not that market for big men. LaVine might bet on himself. Rodney Hood, I have no idea what kind of contract he gets. Exum, I have no idea what kind of contract he gets.
Exum's the weird one to me, because Rodney Hood, I for sure would not be rushing to give a lot, really any money. Jabari, I don't know if he can take a qual. Like, this might be it for him to get a big deal.
But that's, I don't know how much they're offering, though. Like, I don't know, is it a big deal? Like, if he's
no.
Like, I'm not taking 10 mil a year when maybe I can make 15 next year.
I might ask Philly for exactly how they worded Embiid's contract, because I know they gave him the max, but not really.
Right.
So I might try and word it exactly the same so it covers both sides.
Even then, I tear my ACL, I just go out there anyway because I get the roster bonus. Like, Montrezl Harrell, he's restricted. I like him. Elfrid Payton's restricted. Slow-mo's restricted.
Montrezl Harrell's already up. Was he a second round pick?
Yeah,
no.
He was second round.
Oh, wow. That was a steal.
Oh, yeah. He was another guy I was like, I hate this, but he's going to be really good. Yeah, I can't imagine the Clippers let him leave now that they, like, DeAndre is gone. He'll probably stay.
No, I like Harrell a lot. I don't know. They should definitely keep him. I wonder if they're going to try and trade Danilo.
I'm sure they'd love to. Yeah, really. I'm sure they'd love to, also trade for Kawhi. They'd love to trade him straight up for Kawhi.
Listen, I don't think Pop will rule that out.
Hey, he's got a little European fancy in him.
Get him and Juwan Evans in there, just really make it work.
Lob City back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think... Exum's interesting because I could see someone just really liking him. Because I know I still like him. He's had, at, like, we talk about Jabari's shitty luck. No one's had shittier luck from that draft class than Exum.
Yeah, but good Lord, what a just bad draft class for health.
Awful.
Yeah, like, I still want Exum. I would like him on the Suns. I just don't know what they have left for one, and also what would be enough to make the Jazz not match.
Yeah, I imagine, because that could be like a make or break type deal for them. Have they paid Gobert yet?
Yeah, he's got paid.
Oh, okay, then never mind. But they do know that they can win and play without him, because that's been his entire career. So it might not take much for them to not match.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. They just replace him with Yogi Ferrell or somebody and just keep moving.
Literally anyone.
Yeah. Anyone that can play 10 minutes a game for 75 games.
Wiggins has really been the only healthy one out of that top seven.
He stinks. Yuck.
It's not great because Gordon's missed not a ton of time. Like, he's missed a couple games, right?
Yeah, he's. Like, I think first year he broke his foot.
Right, yeah, like okay.
He missed a majority of that, and since then...
He's been fine.
Yeah.
Smart's good to miss 15 games a year. Randall broke his leg, what, was it game one?
Yeah, game one.
Yeah, so that took him out of the rookie of the year for the next year voting. That sucked.
Yeah.
Exum's constantly hurt. Joel Embiid is the epitome of health.
Mitch McGarry retired because he was missing like four vertebrae.
I forgot about that. And Jabari shatters one of his legs every year. So, and he was supposed to be the most sure thing out of that top seven.
Oh yeah, what a fragile class.
Quite fragile. Yeah. I couldn't even tell you who went eighth.
Stauskas.
I
feel like he's been pretty healthy, just stinky.
He'll have like a 2-week stretch where it's like, oh yeah, this guy is J.J. Redick reincarnate, and then it just goes away.
Then, yeah, number nine, your boy Noah Vonleh.
Ugh.
Alfred, then Dougie McBag. Levine, tore his ACL. Holy smokes. Yeah, this is a, I don't know, was there like no medical testing at this draft?
The least healthy class of all time.
Jesus.
Except again for Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, that guy literally, they're like, man, you sure you don't want to take a game off, Andrew? He's like, nah, I feel great.
Never felt this healthy in my life.
Yeah, I'm more than energized enough to go out and shoot 32% from three and get no rebounds.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I wonder if we'll see, now that the dust has settled on, like, the big free agents. Because who run down, like, the list of the top, like, 10 guys still available.
Let's see.
If you have it running still.
Yeah, still available is Capella, Boogie, Randall, Smart, Redick, Favors. Isaiah Thomas is 14th on this list, which seems very high. He's ahead of Tyreek. Yeah, like, somebody's going to fall into 1 year, $3 million of Tyreek Evans and get like a really good signing. Like Jabari, Nurkic, and Levine. And Mbah Mute, Avery Bradley, Rondo's. Like, I feel like that's a tier under because those guys are a little older.
Yeah. And the buzz I've been hearing is Larkin's going to be too expensive to keep in Boston, which I just don't know where he's, like, maybe, like, Europe? Is someone in Europe going to give him a lot of money? I don't know who in the NBA is going to give him a lot of money.
Yeah. I wish him the best.
And I like Larkin. Yeah. I like Larkin a lot.
No, yeah, I thought coming out of Miami, I was like, I think he'll stick in the league. I didn't say which league.
But he was really good for us, which was both a good and bad thing, because he wasn't supposed to be playing that many minutes.
Seth Curry's unrestricted. He's just going to end up on the Warriors.
Probably.
I feel like he should, right? Like,
Yeah, I mean, why? What do they have to lose?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he just texts Steph every day, man, I'm getting these shots up, big bro. In the gym, man, oh man.
The more that I think about it, the deeper it goes into the offseason, the more likely it is the Warriors get, like, Tyreek and, like, all of the top guys just on, like, one-year prove-it deals.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm looking at the last free agent they have available, the last two they have are Alex Len and Jahlil Okafor. Top five picks, yuck. And then, yeah, it's not great. I keep hearing, like, they're going to end up with Jamal Crawford, which I could see him going to the Warriors, like, just getting a ring, taking the minimum, and doing Jamal Crawford shit.
So, yeah, I think he's going to go to the Lakers now more than ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going somewhere on the West Coast.
For 1,000%.
I feel like he's another one of those guys. I think he just wants to play till they bring a team back to Seattle. I think he's just going to keep doing that.
Yeah, so what's that, 2021?
Man, can they just, like, move the Grizzlies now? Like, can we just, like, not even do, like, any filing papers or anything?
Well, they're building that arena, like, as we speak.
Maybe they pick it up. We see the stuff overseas. They build, like, a whole country in China in, like, 4 hours.
They got, because the NHL's putting a team there, and that's how they're going to backdoor. I think that's the earliest the Grizzlies can technically leave, too.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, Crawford, like, he's 38, but his game has been his game for, like, the past five, and it'll probably be his game for the next 5 years, so.
Yeah, whoever signs Jamal Crawford has no idea how old he is.
Yeah, no, you just have to cut him in half during his medical exam. Just count the rings.
Did you know, I'm sure you do because you drive through Tennessee frequently. Did you know that the Grizzlies used to play in a legitimate pyramid?
No.
Have you seen this pyramid?
I want to say I have. Because, it doesn't look like a... Like, it's not a gym that's supposed to be a pyramid. It's just a pyramid.
Right, yeah. It's an actual pyramid. It's a top 10... I wrote a blog about it today. It's a top 10 tallest/biggest pyramid in the world. Not just, like, in America. Like, like the actual pyramids.
Oh, this is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's a Bass Pro Shops now.
Of course.
Because it was empty for, I believe, 11 years.
Sure. I mean, what could you possibly do in a structure like this? Well, sell outdoor goods.
It used to house the University of Memphis and Grizzlies. Like, they played their games there. Would there be a better home court advantage? Because basketball courts are all pretty much the same. It's like the crowds that make the difference. But imagine if the other team had to walk into a pyramid. Like, that's as intimidating as it gets.
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, you, like, take off the Bass Pro and throw the Grizzly on there. That's a good... Right. Yeah, that's a good look. It's right on the water, like, too.
If you're just, like, the Pharaohs instead of the Grizzlies.
Yeah, no, you have to keep the team. They do all that the year they get it done. That's when they move to Seattle. That's just how the NBA works.
Well, like, they already played there. Like, that was when they first moved there. Because I think part of when they moved from Vancouver to there, it was like that was just their temporary court.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were building the FedEx Forum, I would have been like, why would we ever leave this weird fucking pyramid? Like,
oh, yeah. Let's see. Okay, yeah, they already had the AFL was the Memphis Pharaohs. Yeah, just bring it back for a round ball.
That team, those jerseys, I can already picture them. Those are fire.
Okay. Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson fought here.
Right.
Okay.
And I guess there used to be like a shit ton of restaurants and stuff in there. One of the guys who like paid to build it, like one of the founders of this pyramid, he just hid a bunch of, like, skulls and crystals and other mystical things in it.
True.
So, like, that place has definitely been cursed.
Oh, yeah. Good Lord. Yeah, it's probably, like, 4 murders a year there at the Bass Pro Shops. The shit goes wrong.
Well, you can fish in there. You can hunt in there. It's a hotel now. There's an observation deck, which I think I could stand on. It's like the 28th floor, but it looks pretty sturdy up there.
No, yeah, I think it looks fire.
I think we need to make a Memphis trip to hit up the Bass Pro, the great. Because I didn't know this thing existed until today.
Let's I'll call Block Boy and have him show us around.
My thing is, like, everyone knows what the Statue of Liberty is. Everyone knows what, like, the Eiffel Tower is. Everyone knows the Great Wall of China. Everyone knows the original pyramids. Everyone in America knows, like, the Hollywood sign. I was trying to think of other examples for, like, what, like the Sears right. Tower.
I guess, which Mount Rushmore, I guess.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore. But like, we have a goddamn top 10 pyramid.
Now, yeah, this is fire. Like, pyramids by themselves are fire, but this one in particular is also fire.
Correct. It, like, the fact that this isn't... Every American should not only know about this, but it should be one of our nation's great spectacles.
Yeah, like one of the wonders of the world.
Listen, because it's like glass, it doesn't count. Fuck that. I'd argue it's more impressive to have a 321-foot glass pyramid.
I'm looking right. Yeah, this guy just built a bunch of shit in Atlanta. I was trying to see who... Like, you know the guy that built it, like, when he unveiled it, he was like, nah, this is really going to fuck you all up. And he unveiled it, and they were like, oh, okay, I get it. It's a pyramid. And he was like, that's it? Yeah. Like, are you guys fucking... Like, I spent 7 years of my life on this.
It might honestly be, like, the easiest thing to build architecturally since fucking people did it with, like, bricks and levers and pulleys, like, with no modern machinery. So it probably isn't the toughest to build, but it's still fire. I don't care if it's hard.
No, it costs... In 2017 dollars, it costs $117 million to build, which is ridiculously cheap for it, like a stadium.
Yeah, let alone a pyramid-shaped stadium.
Yeah, now this is... Yeah, I don't know who... I don't know if, like, Memphis dropped the ball. Like, yeah, they should just lead with this. Like, the Memphis... Like, the word Memphis, it should be in a pyramid, right? Like, that should just be, like, associated with them. Like, you see Las Vegas, they put, like, lights and shit in the word Las Vegas. That's just how you see Las Vegas. Memphis should just be a pyramid. Like, the M and the S should just be a pyramid.
Well, I guess from the brief research I did when I was writing this, that Memphis, Tennessee was named after Memphis, Egypt, which I didn't know was a thing.
Hmm.
And that's where, like, I'm pretty sure that's where at least the Sphinx is and, like, some tombs, which most of the tombs are pyramid-shaped. So Memphis, Egypt, if I could ever get there, which I definitely can't, but that seems like the place to be, too.
We'll have Dana show us around. we'll have Dana come on and give us the Egyptian pyramid history. Now, like, you know the guy that built this did all that research, too. He's like, yeah, it's like Memphis, Egypt. And they were like, oh, okay. Like in Africa. It's like, God, do you people get excited about anything?
Yeah, this guy, he was so happy when it closed down. He was like, good. They didn't appreciate it.
They're like, oh, okay, it's a triangle. It's a pyramid. It's a goddamn pyramid.
Yeah, I was astonished when I saw, because it came across my Twitter as like, I was like, oh, this is clearly fake. Like, this isn't a real thing. Because it was the picture of the pyramid, and then next to it was a screenshot from, like, the Business Insider piece that was done on it last year. And the third bullet point on the Business Insider piece was previous owner hit a skull, a crystal skull, in the roof. And I was like, oh, this is the most fake thing I've ever read. And then I was bored, so I looked up the Business Insider piece, and I was like, oh, no, they're not fucking around here.
Oh, yeah. Like, how has Dolph not shot a video here?
Mmm.
I think that's how you bring it to the fore. Like, it's too many good Memphis rappers out right now for this to be just unutilized.
I imagine because it's a Bass Pro Shops.
Hey, it's time to take it back. They got guns. Dolph got guns.
There is a shooting range inside, so that would be fire.
That's what I'm... Yeah, now this observation deck does look fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we need to hit Memphis.
Cost $10 to get up there.
Yeah,
no, I don't know if you stay in the hotel, you get a free trip to the observation deck. I assume you must.
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll try and negotiate that in the deal.
Yeah, no, this is... I'm trying to think the last time I saw it, but you know what? That's an ugly pyramid. Hideous.
I don't even know how you could dress down a pyramid to the point where I'd be like, disgusting.
Like, I'm looking right, there's a picture of some baseball field in Memphis and the pyramid's just kind of in the background. It's like, man, like, yeah, why? The pyramid should never be in the background.
Well, here's the thing. They should build more pyramids.
I agree.
Because if your whole skyline was just pyramids, like...
Varying sizes.
Here's what I'll tell you. If the Grit and Grind Grizzlies had been the Pugnacious Pharaohs or some other P alliteration,
sure.
The Zeebo, Gasol, Conley, Tony Allen quartet wins at least two titles. Fact.
Man, look, you can see like the Sports Illustrated cover now. Zeebo with like the King Tut mask on, sitting on a throne. It's too easy.
And I'm picturing like the coming back from commercial, like aerial shot of just the fucking pyramid.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah, we're in downtown Memphis here. As you can see, we got a pyramid. It's dope as fuck. I'm Kevin Harlan, and we.
And then they just cut to Zeebo just drenched in sweat on the bench, just like, listening to fucking Fizdale. Who's the previous coach? Why am I blanking?
Jorger?
Yeah, Jorger. It's just, well, who was before? Jorger wasn't there that long, was he?
Lionel Hollins.
Yeah. This is Lionel Hollins. Yeah, for some reason they make him wear the headdress during the game, and he's just pointing.
Yeah, maybe we need to link up with Bass Pro. Like, they were the only people that had the vision.
Oh yeah, and they've their money's only like quadrupled since this acquisition of this, because it was an empty pyramid for 11 years. The people of Memphis was like, oh yeah, no, that they called it like the Temple of Doom, which is also incredible. Imagine if you played home games at the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, it makes too much sense. It's right, like it's literally right off the water. I'm a sucker for water and pyramids. Everyone knows.
Oh no, I think something just happened that we definitely need to talk about.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Lay it on me.
The Los Angeles Lakers have signed Lance Stephenson.
Oh no. Wow, a long con by LeBron and Lance. Wow.
What an outrageous move.
Well, since they signed LeBron, 0-2. Good God. You know LeBron, you know who gives me trouble? LeBron, that was the 2012 playoff. Yep, that Lance Stephenson.
To be fair, you know the Warriors were thinking about it.
Lance and Dwight? I feel like maybe they pick one.
Right. Who do you think LeBron's more afraid of? Can't be Dwight.
Oh, no. No one's afraid of Dwight.
Right. So.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be great. Lance just waving off Lonzo, Kawhi, and LeBron James. Like, I've got it. I think I can get to the rim past Donovan Mitchell and finish over Gobert. I just need some space.
Oh, man. I mean, maybe Lonzo's part of the trade now. Lance is just going to run point.
Yeah. Redundant. Two guys that are spitting images of each other. Boy, that's disgusting.
What a wild
move. Again, this feels like a 13th man on our roster the day before, like, training camp starts signing. Not a, yep, he's our sixth man.
Like, do you think Magic understands LeBron hasn't technically signed yet and he could very much back out?
No, there's not a chance Magic understands it.
Magic's like, yeah, we got him 25-year deal for $25 million, just like I signed. What's the fuss?
Yeah, he's like, Kawhi's in the bag, too, and Pelinka's like, oh, tampering. Good God. Who called first? Like, Pelinka and Magic, like, Lance, we need you. LeBron won't sign without you.
I think Lance currently still has Palenka in a headlock and won't let him go until he can actually physically sign.
Yeah, he's going to have him in a headlock to like July 6th at midnight.
And then for another extra day, just to make sure the money hit his account.
Yuck.
What a wild move. I'm so.
He played in all 82 this year. I had no idea. Maybe that's why LeBron wanted him.
Yeah, because LeBron for sure isn't going to play all 82.
No, I hope not.
What a.
Yeah, I got nothing to top that. Yeah.
What a wild, wild move.
How hard do you think Steph and Clay are laughing right now?
Duh, man. They were already laughing at KCP. At Vegas should set the odds. Who's going to be on house arrest earlier in the season, KCP or Lance?
Is KCP, is he still on? He might. Maybe that's why he resigned. He's like, guys, I legally can't. It's either y'all or the Clippers.
It's got to be, yeah, exactly. It's them. So, and the Clippers are like, nope.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Steph and Clay, they're going to see Lance and Caldwell Pope out there, and Clay is going to shit himself laughing before he gets open and nails like 7 threes in the first half.
Well, this might actually be a brilliant long con by the Lakers, because as long as those two guys are wearing yellow, they might, the Warriors might forget, think they're playing the Pacers and take it a little easy.
I know. Yeah, but then Lance is going to like try to tie your shoelaces together, and I'm like, oh yeah, now we have to beat you by 35.
What a! I'm glad we didn't hang up. I'm glad that pyramid rant got us to learn.
Yeah, I'm going to bed right now. I want that to be the last news I hear. I don't care what else happens. Kawhi could get traded for pennies on the dollar. I'm like, the Lakers signed Lance.
They went a while. All right, so I guess we'll end with this. Would you rather? Oh Jesus, I just saw this too. The Cavaliers made everyone with floor seats sign deals in February that would lock them in for the next 3 seasons.
God damn, they should have did that for LeBron James. That's what I would have did.
Nope. Gotta sign the fans first. Oh man, I'd sue. I'd absolutely sue.
Oh yeah, no. Three. Well, to be fair, if you sign that deal, that's shame on you.
Yeah, you gotta know. Oh, I guess it's like if LeBron does re-sign, now I don't have courtside. Now you look like a fool. But yeah, and it was February too, so it was like too soon to know.
Yeah, I feel like they were stinking in February though. They were 35 and 33, and it's like, yeah, let's get you guys locked into 2022. Yes, I agree.
Also, now that I'm thinking about it, the people who sit courtside, it's like that guy who's wearing the MAGA hat that LeBron threw the towel away from. So fuck those. I'm glad they're stuck.
Yeah, good. They get to watch just terrible basketball up close.
I mean, they didn't watch good basketball this year up close. So yeah,
they watched a good basketball player. Now they didn't even have that.
So, all right, we'll end on this. If you're a Lakers fan, would you rather not have LeBron, but also you don't have KCP and Lance? Or would you rather have LeBron, but you have to sign KCP and Lance?
Nah, yeah, you got to take the good with the bad. If for nothing else than the like, Lance is absolutely going to cost him. Like, it'll be like a regular season game, but he's going to cost him a regular season game.
Hey, listen, it might be a playoff game. We just saw this with JR.
This is true. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he may do both. I don't want to sell him short.
I mean, the way he might still forget he's on LeBron's team and try and, like, go over the back and mug him for a jump ball, and they just get called for a travel since they're on the same team.
He's just going under screens. I'm on your team, man.
It is May. How do you not know this year?
Give it up, James. You can't go to your left. Lance, we're on the same team, baby.
I can go everywhere. I'm LeBron James.
Just clapping in his face. You're a bitch, James.
Oh, man. Well, this Whew, this season is just getting funnier by the second.
Imagine thinking college basketball is better than this league.
The best college basketball game isn't better than today, and there are zero basketball games played today.
That's what I'm saying. It's no content. They do care, so there's that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although this is also funny for, like, I guess Kawhi's going to be there, but this isn't LeBron going to, like, an automatic guaranteed super team. If Paul George was also in the fold, then I would agree, but this is, like we said, maybe a three seed at best.
I mean, that's what you have to root for. Uprooting everything, moving halfway across the country to break your final streak and instead losing the second round because you end up like the four seed to the Warriors one and you have to just play them in the second round.
Oh, no. Yeah, they do have to think about that.
It's that or the Rockets. So, like, you're seeing one of those teams in the first two rounds. No, thank you.
If you have LeBron and Kawhi, I'd be okay with seeing the Rockets.
I don't know. A completely healthy Rockets. Like, again, second-round Rockets, that's where they shine.
I don't disagree, but they also don't have a reason. Like, it's going to be Joel Green covering either LeBron or Kawhi.
Maybe both.
Yeah, well, it would be just as effective. So, right.
But even I wouldn't want to play the Rockets second round. Even if you're not afraid of them, it's like they're gonna
run.
Yeah, they're gonna they've got two really good players. They've got the MVP, a good coach. I would just rather not play you in the second round when I could be playing the Raptors and sweeping them off the court.
Yeah, and even then you could be playing like Paul George and Westbrook, which is also going to be because George will be able to cover one of them.
Oh yeah, yeah. First round, you just getting a healthy Boogie. Like he played himself into shape during the regular season. He's just ready for the playoffs, and you get Boogie in the first round.
Quick show. A 2-hour show is a quick show for us, buddy.
I was gonna say, yeah, we're zooming through it.
The West is going to be a bloodbath, which I appreciate that because people were saying it was a bloodbath this year. Didn't think it was very bloodbathy. The two teams that should have met the Western Conference Finals did. Everyone else was kind of meh.
Yeah, I was it was a Donnybrook. I wouldn't say a bloodbath.
Right, yeah. A squabble for sure at times.
A brouhaha at most.
Yeah. But yeah, the East, like I said, there's three good teams and they're all in the Atlantic, so it's not even like spread out.
Yeah, no, West is a bloodbath, East is a bubble bath.
I'm going to cut that. That was...
Fuck you. I wrote that 6 hours ago. I've been saving that.
I was just waiting for my in.
Yeah, and you set me up perfect.
Let's take one more scroll at Woj and... At Woj and Shams before we log off here and see something else hilarious, like Isaiah gets the max with the Lakers or some shit.
They've signed him to be a defensive stopper. No, nothing from Woj, just to his own news.
Yeah, nothing from Shams. All right.
Thank heavens.
All right, so during this time, we started recording right when LeBron signed. Kawhi said he'll sit out if he doesn't play for the Lakers. Aaron Gordon went back to the Magic. Lance Stephenson, for some unknown reason, joins KCP.
For some strange reason.
In L.A. Hezonja went to the Knicks. Did anything else happen? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What a wild 2 hours it's been. Jeez. And we'll be back tomorrow with a close personal friend of ours and later this week with Terry. So it's a full week.
With two close personal friends of ours.
Correct. A lot of palling around this week. Pals linking up. That's what NBA free agency is all about.
Heck yeah.
Rest in peace, Tom Brody.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yes.
Rest in peace, the city of Cleveland. Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please, and thank you.
Yes.
If you were dumb enough to sign a 3-year deal for courtside seats in February for the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball team, you better have time to be helping out Flint, Michigan.
That's what I'm saying. Throw them a little something.
Yeah, I don't think you don't have to like rebuild the pipeline, but you better.
I mean, you can do it if you want. I don't want to, you know.
They wouldn't dare, Withers.
No, they. I'm calling them yellow bellied. I said it.
Oh wow, wow!
I dare Dan Gilbert to rebuild that pipeline. He won't.
On the Lord's Day,
I'll call his name on the Sabbath.
What an ugly end to a beautiful show.
I stand by it.
We'll see you guys. Assuming the show doesn't get axed after that diatribe, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm a bridge burner. See ya.
<Da-da-da-da-da-da>.
Great. Creep music.
Whoa, Kenny!
That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Let those hoes. Let me show you.
Hey, I swear I bought my first blower from a basis. And now I get my syrup in the cases. I'm with the white girl, but I'm not a racist. I swear I bought my first blower from a bass head. I swear I bought my first blower from a
$25.
Hey, from your mama. Hey, from a bass head. Always wasted. Bitch, I get my syrup in the cases. When you pull up and you dancing, don't waste it. I ain't playing when you pull up, better shake it. Put that shit inside the leader, then she taste it. She gon' treat it like some dining room vases. All these cases, bitch, you better not break it. I let her suck it even though she had braces.
Goddamn,
ooh. Now I hate the bitch. Goddamn, why you keep acting so crazy? Out that bitch was lazy. You been here for 2 hours while you still ain't tryna pay me. This bitch is crazy, I kicked her out. Now that bitch pulling back up with her brother. She knew your blood and she knew I was cousin. But bitch didn't know that boy was my cousin. Stupid, dumb. Y'all got different dads. We got different scams. I was in a trap. Oh, damn. I don't know where you was at. I don't know that man. Ooh, you don't be where I am. You a nigga in the house, you a nigga on the couch, you a player 2K, all you niggas too late. Hey, we ain't in the playing game. I bought a blower, Asia A, ooh, take it, aim. Don't play no game. Hey, I swear I bought my first blower from a basis. And now I get my syrup in the cases. I'm with the white girl, but I'm not a racist. I swear I bought my first blower from a bass head. I swear I bought my first blower from a
$25.
Damn.